Tough Management. The 7 winning ways to make tough decisions easier, deliver the numbers, and grow the business in good times and bad. Author, Chuck Martin. To say that work has changed over the last years would be an understatement. With an increase in downsizing, cut budgets, working hours, customer demands, and shareholder requirements, people in charge are constantly under the gun to achieve more with less. With more workloads and less time, managers and executives must find a practical, doable way to achieve their results, which is tough management. Tough management is a way to approach work. It is a practical and organized way to get decisions more easily, make the numbers, on a consistent basis, have those around you understand where you stand, and increase the business. The following are the components or the 7 rules of tough management. 1. Communicate clearly. Tough management requires an obsessive attention to the effectiveness of all communication, including the what, when, how, and most important, the why of what you are communicating. In addition, the frequency and tone of the communication are important. One of the worst things that go wrong in business is having people interpret what they think you said as opposed to what you actually said. Tough management requires frequent and consistent communication. Once communications are fine-tuned so that messages are easily conveyed and well understood, decisions at the top can be understood all the way through the ranks. To remedy problems of communication, 3 important steps are required. 1. Dramatically increase managers' knowledge and understanding of a company's direction. 2. Expect and deliver measurable results. 3. Flow market information back. As new information comes in and market conditions change, the corporate strategy must be kept in sync. 2. Force the hard decisions. The tough decisions have to be made and ultimately executed. A key in making tough decisions is to actually make them, rather than procrastinate and make a situation linger too long. Success also involves identifying the most important tough calls that need to be made and knowing when to make them. 2 major problems that contribute to the stalling of forcing hard decisions are time and lack of information. Other decisions get laid back simply out of choice. It's not that they cannot be made. It's just that no one wants to make them. 3. Focus on results. Tough management requires that every person determine precisely what results matter most to him or her at the time and create the proper focus to achieve those results. Every action should have consequences that produce results. To focus an action on results, ask, how does it affect our customers? How does it affect our staff, employees, etc.? Is it on strategy? How does it affect the numbers? Is there a better action that would produce better results? The following guidelines can help you stay focused. 1. Limit involvement. Let everyone go about their own business of the day, without you getting involved in every aspect. 2. Remember strategy. Avoid distractions that do not have much to do with the overall strategy of the organization. 3. Keep others focused. Some people have short attention spans. When dealing with people like that, make the points you want to make quickly and clearly. 4. Remain flexible. Tough management requires that managers identify habits, challenge and break them, and insert an added degree of flexibility into their work life. The longer you do something, the better you become at it, and the more you are comfortable doing it. So much so that if someone else wants to change your routine, you will feel challenged. While that might sound like something positive, it's not always, as people must remain flexible enough to change when necessary. Managers cannot afford to be rigid, as they have too much to do in little time. Flexibility allows one to ward off some of the effects of stress and increased workloads in projects. Starting from small tasks as simple as making to-do lists, to bigger things such as learning to say no to demands others evoke on you, are needed tactics for today's businessman. 5. Prove your value to the company. To increase your value inside your organization, tough management requires that you align with the real value of what your business provides. Companies must know what kind of values their business provides for its customers. The trick is in tying together customer viewpoints, products, services, and brands as one entity, then align yourself with those same values. The following 10 tips can help you become more valuable to your organization. 1. Increase revenues. 2. Do more with less. 3. Increase profit. 4. Communicate more. 5. Cut costs. 6. Provide creative ideas. 7. Assume more responsibility. 8. Collaborate more. 9. Share more information. 10. Spend more time with customers. Depending on where you are in your career, the values you can provide will differ, meaning that the values you can provide in your 30s might not be the same as the ones you can provide in your 50s. The benchmark of your values should be based on what you can deliver, rather than how many hours you work. Getting away from the office will help you focus more, think more, and come up with new or better ideas on how to enhance the business, thus enhancing your own value. When it is clear to your supervisors how the value you're providing is aligning with the business value, your worth to the organization will rise. 6. Force collaboration. Tough management requires teamwork. Collaboration at every level of the organization is the key for executives and managers who see collaborating with others as a critical skill to succeed. Effective collaboration allows people to agree on common goals and focus their energy on those goals. Members of a team will all have either something to contribute or something to learn when information is shared properly. There are 4 steps to reaching successful communication and sharing. Awareness. Sharing information creates awareness about a certain situation or a set of facts. Understanding. You can explain and reason the information through logic. Ready to do something. The group involved should gear up or experience the issue at hand in order to do something about it. The desired behavior. You will only achieve this by asking people to do something. The most likely actions to occur after are: get somebody to do something, get somebody to stop something, allow someone else to do something. 7. Tough management without being a tough guy. Tough management does not require treating subordinates brutally. On the contrary, business leaders should go out of their way to focus on the situations of those around them with sympathy and understanding, and view their subordinates in a compassionate context. Anxiety and fears of layoffs and downsizing create low morale amongst employees. An unhappy employee is a non-productive employee. Top executives of tough management need to recognize low employee morale, treat it, and make sure it is not affecting the business. Many times, just to take the time out to give a simple thank you to someone who deserves it can create a more appreciative office environment.